God bless everyone in the wonderful name of Jesus Christ. And wow, what an on fire sharing from everyone and from Becky. That was really great. Great testimonies of what God is doing. And it was great points that she pointed out in the beginning there about, you know, where we're focusing, where we're connecting, the words we're receiving, because there are so many narratives. You know, you've got the narratives in the world, you've got the narrative of different doctrines, different people sharing. But I know from my own practice with God that staying connected where I'm being fed, and I focus with that. You know, I take those words that my minister share with me, and the same thing, I focus right in and I practice with those words that God works in my heart to practice. So I receive the words gladly, I take it on board, and I move with God. And, you know, and God is the one that is doing all the work. Is, you know, faith comes by hearing, and hearing the words from God, you know, and those words are the right direction, is the sound doctrine, which builds our faith, which builds our energy, and gives us the right mental direction. And the things that we do are the right practices to bring those spiritual realities into manifestation, into the senses realm, into our own lives. So everything that's been encouraged will bring great benefit. And it does take a decision to really follow in that way. Like I shared before, when I went to India, I made up my mind to do exactly what I was encouraged. You know, and I know so many different, you know, ways and doctrines. PFAL, I've done all the PFALs many, many times. And I was still getting the same results from that doctrine. But when I come to the sound doctrine of the great encouragement from God, then my whole life began to change. You know, and then God began to work with me, giving me the words about faith and confession, saying what you want, not what you see. That revolutionized my life, because God is the one that is at work in us. And when we're saying what he wants us to say, then what God wants to be accomplished for you and in your life and through your life will be accomplished. So it does take a humble heart, and God can humble us down so that we are focused with what he wants us to do and to where he wants us to stay connected. So anyway, God is really at work, and I'm really blessed with, you know, the things that are happening. All we got to do is stay focused, not get moved out of the ballpark, because, you know, again, with all the different narrative, all the different doctrines, what are you listening to? What you're listening to will go down into your heart. And if it's wrong doctrine, if it's wrong words, then you're going to get mixed results, and God can give you constant results that brings you higher and higher and higher. You know, like we shared before about, you know, connect where God wants you to connect, because that's where you're going to be fed and that's where you're going to be blessed. It's not that anyone's got anything over you or they're in control of your life, because everyone is free. So we do it from a free will heart that, yeah, okay, this is where God wants me to connect. And I'm going to receive these words. I want to see the power of God at work in my life. I want to do those things that I've heard, the testimonies I've heard, the results I could get if I do these certain things. And so for me, I wanted to prove these things to me that this is really God and this is really working. And the only way you can do it is by practicing it, is receiving the words with meekness, retaining it with conviction, and just go and do it. So when we put everything into practice, it's not just having a mental assent, because we can hear the words and we can think about it. Oh, this is really great. This is really wonderful. But we're not doing anything. And it's really mental assent. It will not produce anything for you. God goes to work with faith. The just shall live by faith and not by sight. So with the heavenly words, it's given us the right way to move within. And so as you can see from the testimonies that Becky was sharing, like she says, you know, she goes to God first. She's doing this. She's followed the encouragement. She's been doing the speaking in tongues. She's been doing the confession. She stays connected as the need is in her heart to stay connected with me as a minister to her. But I'm not telling her what she has to do and what she has to apply. I just give the heavenly words and share the things that God inspires me to speak forth. And she takes them as the words of God and just goes and practices it. And God has revolutionized her life. I haven't. God has done that, but it's through her submission to the Heavenly Father. The abundance and the blessings that are coming through the practice of honoring God is very important. I know honoring God is mentioned a lot because it's a need for it to be mentioned. And God, that's the way for you to prosper on the finances. And we go to God and we say, okay, Father, what would you want me to give? He will direct your heart what to give. And we should increase from that. Like, in other words, our own abundance should begin to build. But it's what we do with the money that we have also. Like, stewardship is a big thing. How we use our money is a big thing. Are we putting it to work for us? Or are we, you know, casually just spending it without taking an account? You know, and we are stewards. We're stewards of lots of things, you know, before God. Stewards of the mystery, stewards of our thoughts, steward of our words, and steward of our finances. Like, and also like the speaking in tongues, another practice. And there's always great benefits to all the practices of what we've been encouraging to do. So like, we can be strong in speaking in tongues. You know, we can be strong in our confessions. We can be strong in connections. We can be strong in saying the right things. We can be strong in our giving. But are we? There's always seems to be something that stops us in that area. And you've got to ask yourself, why? Is it an old paradigm of yours? Or is it because there's a limited belief there that stops you from releasing what God wants you to sow to him? Because you're giving it to God, even though it's going to a person. And then your finances get hindered. And God doesn't want any of us to be hindered. Like, we've been set free. Satan has got no jurisdiction. Like, God has set his love upon us. I done a sharing earlier on in the week, or yesterday I think it was. God has set his love upon us. Now, our response is to set our love upon him. And that when we do the things that he wants us to do, then that overflow of joy, happiness, peace, clarity of thinking, and then the abundance of the finances, because God wants to open up the windows of heaven. If you want the windows of heaven to open up, you know, God wants you to give from your heart. He wants you to be very blessed, and it's the manifested blessings in our life, which is the witness to other people that God is at work. You know, like on this holiday we've come, and God has blessed us tremendously on it. And we weren't here just having a holiday. We were sharing God's word. We were ministering to people. Someone got born again. And people have taken our connections. They've asked for our phone number because they want to know more. And that was in Goa. So God is the one that, you know, when our hearts are for him, you know, I don't just come on holiday just to go and enjoy myself, forget about all the believers, forget about God, forget about the connecting. That's not my heart. Like, my heart is to bless my wife and my family. And I think we deserve to come away. We haven't been away by ourselves like this for many, many years. And God has given us a great time. And we're not wasting money either. We put the money to work for us in the areas that are a blessing. And that we're also very much givers. Outside of our abundant sharing, we're very much givers. And that's why we'll always have something to give, because we're sowing. So what we sow, we reap. You know, it says, be not deceived. God is not mocked for whatsoever. Okay, it's in the context of giving, but it means any area. Whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. So when we're sowing in our time with God, how much more time is he going to give us? When we're honoring God with our hearts and our minds and our life, and we're focused in on what he wants us to do, then we are going to see laborers come. Like, when you look at India, it's just continuously growing. Sangha's just been to Patna. And now his trip got extended because more people wanted to hear him. And so, you know, he carried on and extended his trip into Nepal. He'd be back in time to come on our trip, guys. But, like, it's the work of God. See, it's the work of God. And the manifested blessings are all these things, you know, from putting God first and the sound words, you know, giving the right words to people, things will multiply and things will grow. So from my connection, I followed, you know, I've gone to God. I'm not a man pleaser, and I don't go bowing down to people, but I received the words gladly because God taught me this. I needed to receive the words gladly, Lawrence, stop doing your own thing. And so when I decided that and then started to follow, you know, really pay attention, and then put it into practice in my personal life and in the life of me ministering to other people, then the door started to open up big, and hence there's all these people now on this Zoom fellowship. You know, God connected Danny and Amber back to me. God connected Becky back to me. And all of this time, we've been sowing the good seeds of the heavenly words into people's hearts. And those that have received it gladly and practiced it, they can tell their own testimony. I don't have to say nothing. Becky's just told her own testimony. I know there's other people in here that can tell their own testimony. And we don't want to be moved away through, you know, we don't want to get clicky with people. If they're not speaking the heavenly words, we don't want to get clicky, because that will slow you down. And that will get your mind distracted from the sound words that is going to keep you moving forward, quick, powerful, and sharp. Because the words from God is quick, powerful, and sharp. So there's all these different things that I work with different people. I encourage other people in certain ways as they come to me. And I'm not pre-thinking it or meditating it. I get asked certain things, and then God just brings to my heart what to say. You know, you've heard it from Becky, you've heard it from Amber and Danny, those that have, you know, are physically close, and Jason. You know, God is changing lives. And so devil wants you to get out of tune. He wants you to sidetrack you with all these other thinking processes, which hasn't benefited you anyway. It's kept you where you are. I'm not saying you personally, but I'm talking generally. So if I continue to practice the way I practiced before I've reconnected, I wouldn't be much further. Because year after year, it was the same thing. And God doesn't want us to stay in the same thing. He wants us to be established in what he's already done. And the present truth that he's now speaking forth, that's what will cause us to grow. So when God showed me in the dream, anoint my fields with oil, feed my people, which is to the fields are where the people are, and to anoint them is to speak by the Spirit of God. And when people receive these words gladly, and put it into action. It's just sitting down with God saying, okay, Father, let me take stock of where I've been, where I am now, and where I want to go. And now, where do you want me to go? I want to go where you want me to go. I want to be led by your Spirit. I don't want to try and lead you in what I think you should be doing in my life. I want you to show me, because I know you've got great and mighty things for me. Great and mighty things which I know not. But that takes a humility. It takes asking God, you know, ask God and he will show you great and mighty things which you know if not. Ask God to show you this truth, because it's the truth that sets you free. Jesus said, if you continue in my word, he didn't say if you continue in the Pharisees' word, he didn't say if you continue in the traditions of, you know, the old Jewish behaviors and practices. He said, if you continue in my word, the heavenly words that come from God through Jesus' mouth, he says, if you continue in my word, then you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. So it's through receiving the words, practicing it, and as you do it, the understanding truly comes. Because lots of people can sound really great, you know, but then what you need to do, if you want to walk by the Spirit of God, then look at the fruit in people's lives. Because there will be change. I can promise you there will be change. Like, if you think, from the time Danny and Amber connect, there's massive change. I'm speaking about the people that are close to me that I can physically see on a regular basis. And I know everybody on here has changed. So I'm not like pointing things. I'm just sharing as God put it in my heart. And then you look at Becky, you know, there was a time that she connected and she done well, but it took time. You know, it took time according to our faith and as we receive things. But when we make up our mind, that committed decision, when we make a committed decision to, okay, I've done things my way and how I think it should be, am I really following what God's showing? And when we do that, then, and I'm going to do exactly what I'm encouraged, I'm going to prove, let's see if these things are real. Let's put this to the test. So Lawrence is saying this, this, and this, or you're saying that by his mouth. I'm going to put it to the test. And this has got to work for me. And then you give it the longevity of time it needs, and you'll see God go to work. Because it's God doing the work. Grace is that God does the work. And so God gives us simple things, easy things. His word is easy to be entreated. And he wants us to be happy. He wants us to be joyful. And it really is a great thing that I'm so blessed, because I think I've shared it with different individuals about the connection. Like, we got this Zoom fellowship that God put in my and Kim's heart to run. So we're the leaders of this Zoom fellowship. So that means we're feeding the people that come on it, right? So we're responsible for what we're sharing and what we're encouraging. And I know that everyone shares amazingly on it. Like, God is working in everyone. So I'm not saying anything different. So don't take that to heart or mind. I'm saying is that really the meat and potatoes is what we're sharing as the leaders on here to feed the people on here. You see what I'm saying? And then from there, so Jesus would address the crowd, right? And then the ones that really wanted to know would pursue after him. They would seek him out privately, like Nicodemus seeks him out privately, and other many people sought Jesus out privately. You know, Jesus spent personal time with his disciples, you know, through the night. You know, they were together, they sung songs, they had fellowship, they praised God. Jesus was teaching all the time and encouraging all the time. It wasn't just a once a every other day or a once a week. It was a daily thing. And so from there, Jesus was setting the example, directing them to go to God, directing them to pray to the Father. He was getting them to follow his example. And if they done these things, then they see the glory of God. And it's kind of no different from when we're working with individuals, like, you know, Ethel's a leader on here as well, and she's working with people. So when people receive her words as the words of God, and they practice as she is sharing, as God is working in her heart, then they're going to rise up. And it's the same with Danny and Amber. They're working with people also. And as they receive the words from Danny and Amber, as God's given it to them, then they're rise up. So it does take a focus. This is serious. Like, this is our lives. You know, God will bless us if we just want to hang out in fellowship and go from teachings to teachings. But if you want to move, if you want to be focused, then this is the fellowship to be at, because we're about moving forward. We're about encouraging people to rise up to their full potential in Christ. God does the rising, but he gives us the words to speak. And it just takes that practice. It takes that closeness. It takes that dedication. It takes that commitment. And you know, I'm not saying that everyone's got to call me every day, but there's benefits to it, as you can see. And so this is what was really in my heart, that each one of us, you know, we've got the Spirit of the living God. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's liberty. We are free to choose and do what we want to do. But to be disciplined is another level, isn't it? You know, to really follow and practice. You know, these disciples followed Jesus. They followed the Master. They followed the example because of the results. He was also given, showing the results. He was showing the blessings. He was showing the healings. He was showing the signs. He was showing the miracles and wonders. We have done this also. And, you know, we can, all of us, walk by the Spirit of God, and we can walk in signs, miracles, and wonders where people are being raised from the dead. You know, just stay the course with God, you know, run the race. And, you know, there's many blessings for everyone. Everyone can have their own fellowship if they so desire. If you want your own fellowship, you want your own laborers, then pray for that one laborer, you know, because God will give it. And but make that full commitment to God that you're living your life unto him. You know, it says in the scriptures, we're not to live unto ourselves, not just to please ourselves. And we can think, well, I'm going to this fellowship and that fellowship. I love God. But God wants your focus. He doesn't want you here, there, and everywhere. And the meat of the potatoes is, if people are serious, they will honor God. You know, they won't get offended when you talk about honoring God. You know, they won't get offended when you talk about speaking in tongues. They won't get offended when you talk about confessions and say, oh, they're saying the same things all the time, you know, because these things produce results. And so really, like, I'm so blessed with this Zoom fellowship and the people on the Zoom fellowship. And obviously there's a reason why I'm speaking this way. There's a reason why these things are coming up, because God has got so much great before ordained works for every one of us. And he just wants to get rid of the ballast that we may have had from times past, you know, paradigms, programming, that we may not even be aware of. But as we start moving with God, he has shown them up so that we can just get rid of it and put it to bed and keep focused on him. So God is working with every one of you, and you all doing amazing. And we've had a great time here in India. We're just getting ready. We're going to be leaving in about an hour to the airport. And, you know, God is withholding no good thing from anyone that walk upright. In other words, practicing these things, walking with the Father, putting your desire to him, not looking to the left nor to the right, you know, getting those sound heavenly words of encouragement. Because I can tell you now, no one's being discouraged on here. If you are, it may be because you got wrong doctrine and you think that is being spoken against. But no one is getting wrong doctrine. Everyone is getting very great encouragement. And true encouragement and true words from God is encouragement. It is always, it's not fault finding with people. is showing the goodness of God in you to them and encouraging them to walk onto a more worthy endeavor to practice the right things. You know, all scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, how to believe rightly, reproof when not believing rightly, and correction back to believing rightly, that the man of God may be perfect, fully furnished unto all good works. That's when someone's speaking, it'll come in one of those ways, 2 Timothy 3:16 and 17, the message from God. But at the same time, it should be the encouragement, you know, because God is a God of encouragement. Jesus Christ paid the price for all of us so that we can freely enjoy the things that he laid his life down for. He wants us to be blessed. He wants us to use the access we got to God. He wants us to know that we're accepted in the beloved. He wants to know that he wants us very successful on every area. We can't say we're successful if we're poor and we're sick and we're ill all the time. That's not successful, but God can bring healing and deliverance and abundance so that you can manifest that in your life to show other people the goodness of God. Because it's the goodness of God that leads men to repentance. And again, as a man thinks in his heart, so what are we thinking? What you're thinking, you'll be saying. What you're saying, you'll be creating in your life. You know, because death and life is in the power of the tongue, and those that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. Your words are a creative force, but God is with you. And these are the things that just come to my heart right now to speak and to declare. I love you, and I look forward to catching up with people when I get back home. And have a great rest of your fellowship. So God bless you greatly.